May God's grace, His peace, His abundant mercy be yours in Christ Jesus, the bread of life, the one we worship this day, receive this day in faith. Amen. Our text is the Gospel from John 6. Please pray with me. Lord, ever send the Holy Spirit upon your church. Open our ears to hear. Open our hearts to believe your holy word. Help us now to concentrate, to put our minds and hearts on your word. For the benefit of our faith, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are several topics in the Christian faith that are confusing to people, that are mysterious, that are hard to understand. The Trinity. Start there. How can one God be three persons and three persons be one God? It's a mystery. The problem of evil. If God is so good and so kind and so merciful, which He is in Christ, why is there so much suffering and evil in the world? How can God allow all this? It's a bit mysterious to all of us, isn't it? The sacraments. How can water do such great things? How can mere bread and wine do such great things? Of course, it's not mere bread and wine. It's the body and blood of Jesus, isn't it? But they're a bit mysterious how God works in these small little things. Another topic that people find mysterious is the will of God. Many people ask, what is God's will for my life? What is God's will for me? And they're confused by that. It's hard for them to understand. What is God's desire and will for my life? It's often a mystery for people. If you noted the gospel lesson today, Jesus speaks about the will of God in the gospel. And when Jesus speaks about the will of God, there's no mystery. There's no confusion. Not hard to understand. He speaks very clearly here about what God's will is for us. And there are three things. God's will is that we look, that we live, and that we never be lost. That's the will of God for every single person here, boy, girl, man, woman, young, old, whoever you are. His will for us is that we look, we live, and we never be lost. That's the will of God. Got it? Simple and clear. It's right here. First of all, God's will for us is that we look and look and look. What are we to look at? We are to look at His Son and believe. Verse 40 is very clear. It's there on the back of your bulletin, the gospel. Christ is speaking, for this is the will of my Father. Okay, what's God's will? What's the will of the Father? That everyone who looks on the Son and believes in Him shall have eternal life. So, apply it. God's will for me is that I look to Jesus and believe in Jesus. So His will for me today is that. His will tomorrow when you get up tomorrow morning, Monday morning. His will for you that day, tomorrow, is that you look to Jesus and believe. His will for you on Tuesday. Don't fret about Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. His will for you is that you look to Jesus and do what? And believe. His will for you next week. I know, it's a long way away. Next, what's going to happen to me next week? Oh my, what's God's will for me? His will for you next week is that you do what? You look to Jesus and believe. His will a month from now. Oh my, a month. What's going to happen? A school starts. What's going to happen? What's God's will? His will is this, that you do what? That you look to Jesus and believe. Next year, 2010, what's going to happen in this crazy world in my life? Here's God's will for you. Next year, that we do what? That we look to Jesus and believe. 10 years from now, oh, 10 years, I'll be 55. And 20 years, 65, oh, what's going to happen? What's God's will? God's will, 10, 20, 30 years is what? Look to Jesus and believe. And is that clear? Any questions, any confusion? Look to Jesus. Put your mind, your heart, fix your eyes on Jesus and believe. God's will is that you have faith, that you believe that Jesus is His very Son. That's the will of God, so He's given the Holy Spirit to make it happen. That you believe that Jesus lived a perfect life, you can't live it. He lived it for you. Believe that. He did it for you. And believe He died on Calvary's cross for all your sins. The debt's been paid. You're reconciled to God. Your sins are forgiven. Believe that. It happened through Christ. He rose again on Easter. Believe that with all your heart. He ascended. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Believe that. Don't doubt, don't question, don't reject it, don't stray from it. No, don't do that. What fool would do that? Believe. Look to Jesus and believe. And have confidence that you're redeemed and saved and forgiven because of the blood of Christ. You know, I find sometimes we worry way too much about God's will for us in temporal things. You know, what's God's will? Should I take this job or not? Give me a sign, God. Should I take this job or not? Or in regards to where I should live, should I live there or live there or live over there? Where should I? What city should I live in? God, give me a sign. Break the clouds up. Do something. Show me your will, God. Or perhaps about sickness or health. God, should I have this surgery or not? Should I take this test or not? Show me your will, God, please. I need to know your will in all this. Or who should I marry? Should I marry that person or date that person? What's your will, God? What should I eat? What should I wear? What's your will, God? Here's the will of God in temporal things. Let me be clear. God gave you a brain. He gave us all a brain. Common sense, logic. Use your brain to make decisions about temporal things in life that would be in accordance with the Ten Commandments and bring glory to God and serve your neighbor. That's the will of God with your job, your clothing, what you wear, where you live, your house. That's the will of God. Use your brain to make a decision. Don't worry about all that. God will take care of you. Focus our attention on the higher will of God. The spiritual will of God is that we do what now? You didn't forget, did you, Pat? Look to Jesus and believe. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. That's God's will. Whatever job you have, whatever clothes you wear, wherever you live, here or Indiana or Montana or Russia, wherever you live, the will of God is that you look to Jesus and believe. No matter if you're in the hospital or you're well, whatever you're doing, you're at work, you're in the playground, wherever, look to Jesus and believe. Faith is the will of God. But there's more. Secondly, the will of the Father is that we live. I mean, that follows, doesn't it? If you look to Jesus and you believe, you live. I mean, is there a more common word that Jesus uses for himself other than life? I'm the bread of life, right? I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. In him was life, and that life was the light of the world. When you look to Jesus and you believe, you have life, and you live eternally, and you rise from the dead, and you'll be in heaven. God's will is that you go to heaven, and that your body be raised, new and glorious and immortal, and you shine like the sun forever and ever in the kingdom. That's the will of God. Notice the references to Jesus raising up people. It's all right here. I go back to verse 39, and this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me. I'll talk on that in a moment. But raise it up on the last day. God's will is to raise up those who believe in him on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son, believes in him, should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. And a little bit later in the text, you have three or four other references to Jesus raising people up and giving eternal life, and you'll live forever. Four, five, six times, it's right here in this little text. Living forever, eternal life, being raised from the dead. That is God's will, that you be in heaven. You be raised from the dead. And God's made it all happen through his Son. I asked you this before, and you guys don't seem to really get it. Let me ask it again here today. Is it God's will that we be healthy and wealthy? Is it the will of God that I be healthy and wealthy? Put your hand up. We got a few believers here. You don't believe God didn't want you to be healthy and wealthy? Why do you believe in it? Why? I believe I'm going to be healthy and wealthy. You don't believe that? Oh, pastor's a health and wealth preacher now. It is the will of God that we be healthy and wealthy. Not necessarily on this earth. Here we deny ourselves, take up our cross, and lose everything for the Lord. All right? That's not necessarily God's will here on this earth. So don't think that it is. But his will is that we be healthy and wealthy in heaven. Isn't that what we want? Isn't that the end of all this? That we be with the Lord in heaven? That I be perfectly healthy? and be raised from the dead. That's what he promises right here. I will raise you up the last day. Why is he going to raise me? Because I don't want to live in this the rest of my life, or for eternity anyway. I want a new body, glorious and immortal, and that's the will of God, to raise me and give me perfect health and wealth. I'm going to walk on gold streets, pearly gates, the new Jerusalem. That's the will of God. So those that preach health and wealth are right. They just have the timing wrong. Just have the timing wrong. There is health and wealth. It's called heaven, the resurrection. But here on earth, we suffer all things for the sake of Jesus, if that be his will. And we lose everything for him. You know, we were at King's Island on Monday with our youth group. I thank all the kids. We have a lot of wonderful youth in our church, and parents, you've done a great job. They were very enjoyable, weren't they, Pastor? Except getting about 2 hours of sleep wasn't so enjoyable, but that's all right. King's Island is a park in Cincinnati, a lot of roller coasters and fun rides for kids. And I spent a good part of the day walking around with the Wade brothers, Nathan and Aaron. They have a lot of energy, and I don't have so much energy, so it was a good lesson for me. They do like to eat. That was a good match. I like to eat. And so I walked around, and they went on the Diamondback, a fancy roller coaster. They got off that. That was pretty good. It was an 8 or 9 to them. Pastor went with them. And they went on the Beast, another roller coaster. They thought it was good, too. They went on the Flight of Fear, was it? Thought that was pretty good, too. They were having a good time. But they may disagree with me, but as I observed, I think the most fun they had, when they giggled and laughed, the most fun they had was when they simply got water on them. There's a log ride in the park in water, and you go down this waterfall, and you get splashed on, and water hits you, and then you can have water hit you as you stand and look at others. The water splashes on you, and they want to do that several times. Let's get wet again. Let's get wet. Let's get soaked. Let's get wet. I'm thinking to myself, we got all these incredible roller coasters and rides, and you just want to get wet? Let's take the hose out and get you wet. You know, there's an illustration for the Christian. There's lots of wonderful adventures in life, lots of things we can do in this incredible creation God has made for us to enjoy. All these fun, adventurous things, but may it be our greatest joy as Christians to be wet, to be washed in our baptism, to know today that I'm washed, I'm wet with the Holy Spirit, my sins are washed away. And that means that I'm an heir of heaven, that I will live forever. That means that I'll be raised from the dead. My baptism means that. That's our greatest joy. Of all the things, I'm baptized, I'm wet, I'm washed, and that's our joy. I'm going to heaven, I'm going to live forever. And then finally, God's will is that no one be lost. Isn't that what Jesus says? And again, to repeat 39, this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. So you see, there's kind of a chronology here a little bit. Think with me. God does everything for us. The will of God is to do everything to save us. His will is that we look and believe. We would call that coming to faith, right? And the life of faith. We could call that baptism, where he opens our eyes, open our hearts. We see spiritually. We look and we believe. All right, I'm saved. I'm redeemed. I'm an heir of heaven. That's baptism. That's his will. And then his will at the end of my life is to take me to heaven. I'm going to die. His will is to raise me up and give me paradise. I'm baptized at the beginning. I'm going to live forever. That's his will, heaven. What about in between? What about my 70, 80 years in between in this wicked world and my sinful flesh? His will is that he lose no one in the meantime. That we all keep the faith. That he keep us in the faith. That's his will. He wants to lose no one that is his. And so that's why the Lord has given us the Holy Spirit. That's why we don't just baptize people and say, okay, I'll see you in heaven. You don't need to come to church anymore. We have the Holy Spirit given to us. We have God's word that we preach. We have the sacrament of communion. We have confession and absolution. We have pastors and teachers. We have a Lutheran school. We have each other to keep us in the faith. They're all gifts of God to keep us in the true faith, that none of us be lost. How terrible that we be lost and be damned after knowing the grace of God. How horrible that would be. Only imagine how God feels to lose someone. How does a parent feel when they lose a kid? It's horrible, wretched, empty heart. How do you think God feels when someone is lost? And so we have the church and the ministry of the word and sacraments to keep us in the faith. The Holy Spirit does that. You know, I got a card from a dear member of the church It celebrated, 20 years in the ministry, I guess it is. And wonderful members gave me a card. I think it's in jest. I'll let you be the judge, Pat. Won't mention any names. Rick. We have lots of Ricks, though. And Elmore's a very popular last name in the church, so you might be able to figure it out. I don't know. Anyway, an ode to your tenure. This is said in kindness and in jest. God is good, devil is bad. You're somewhere in the middle, but the best we've ever had. Compliment or insult? Compliment. And I thank the Elmores, wonderful people. And I told them beforehand they were going to get in a sermon today, so they're all right with it. Right, Rick? You're all right with that, wherever you are? I think he ran out by now, but we'll get him back for communion. But I want to key in conclusion on the words, you're somewhere in the middle. But a lot of us have this impression that God's good, God's great, the devil's bad, and I'm somewhere in the middle, and I'm kind of on the fence. I'm kind of in a tug of war where the devil's grabbing me, God's grabbing me. I just hope that God grabs a little harder when I die and I go to heaven. That's not the Christian faith. That's not the. You're not in the middle. I'm not in the middle. I know it's just a funny little joke, but we're not in the middle. We, through baptism, are God's. We're in the family of God. We're children of God. We're in God's house. We're on God's side. We've been pulled over to God's side by His love. We belong to God. So don't fear you're going to be lost that much, because we belong to God. Now, stay there, Christian. You belong to God. You've been called by God. You're baptized. Stay in His family. What child would run away from God? He's such a good Father. Stay in the Word. Stay in the sacrament. His promise is that He will bring to completion what He started. He'll bring us to heaven. He'll keep us in the faith by the power of the Holy Spirit. And no one will be lost. But if you stray from the house of God, you stray from Word and sacrament, you're in danger. What fool would do such a thing? The will of God is not so mysterious, you see. God's will is, in the end, mercy. His will is mercy for the sinner. Look to Jesus and believe. His will is that we live forever in paradise. And His will now is that no one be lost. So we pray, Thy will be done. Pray with me. Thy will be done. One more time. Thy will be done. Amen.